Cork's Red FM, official media partner to the Rebel Army.
Well, to be truthful, in the first half I wasn't really happy at all. We played very well, and still the game was there for the taking, if you'd like to say, for both teams, where I thought it should have been out of sight at half time. And you make silly mistakes and you give away silly goals. I tell you, you'll win nothing doing things like that. You can score as many goals as you like, but when you concede bad goals, it's always going to cause you problems. And in the first half, I was very disappointed with that side of it. Now, for the first 25 minutes, we were very good, passing and creating, like we were really strong. But as I said, the game should be out of sight and we should be able to turn around and take maybe one or two players out and give them a bit of a break for Tuesday. Yeah. But we don't seem to do that at all in any of our games. But listen, over the 90 minutes, you're looking at it. Second half was better. We weren't as open and as cavalier. Now, I know they went down to 10 men and then further on 9 men, but we looked a little bit better defensively. So we've got to make sure we're more disciplined, that side. But the goals came, and we got 5 again. We're scoring goals for fun, in fairness. Yeah. Like, if we can keep a couple of clean sheets, I think we've a great chance. Yeah. Let's keep the clean sheets is the problem.
A bit of a debate about the first goal. It might have been a bit offside. What was your view on it?
Well, it looked like it was heading in. I thought Davin shouldn't have touched it, to be truthful, yeah. Because it was offside. That's what my... If it was against me, I'd exactly what I'd be saying is, that's offside. Now, I thought there might have been a handball or something for their second one. There was when it came across the box, but one of them said it was. But again, loose defender. But overall, 3 points, and if we can keep going, we're not going to even ask about other results because we're not interested in them. It's just us.
Can I ask you, the sending off? I suppose you couldn't have been any closer to it, really. What was it, a red? Do you think?
I don't know about a straight red, but I thought he caught him, and like. Derek is struggling inside there. He's going to have to get an X-ray on it. It looks like it might be the ligaments, or it could be even a broken bone.
What about Davin? How's he after?
Davin, I don't know whether it's cramp or pulled muscle. I'm praying that it's cramp, to be truthful, because he's been playing very well and he's a huge threat for the team. So we'll decide on him, or we'll have a look at him tomorrow more closely, and hopefully he'll be okay for Tuesday.
I was talking a few weeks about just fitness of the lads, and you said you were doing okay. Like, they're running 4 games left. How do you think you're that side of things now?
I think the fitness of the boys is quite good, as long as you're not doing 3 games in a week. Now, the only plus side of things for us on Tuesday is that our opponent had a game tonight as well. Like, we seem to be getting games where we're playing teams, and they've had a bit of a breather coming into the games. So... from that aspect, I just hope people can stay healthy. Like, it's about keeping, if you can, your best bodies healthy and everybody healthy. It's for the running.
And just, I suppose, next big game again on Tuesday night, Monaghan. Going to be a tough one, isn't it?
Of course, yeah. In fairness to Monaghan, they're playing and they're doing really well. Like, by all accounts, they're winning in Shells tonight. But we're in Turner's Cross. We're the home team. We're a strong team ourselves. Yeah. So it should be a good match.